I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media with an interview with Todd Hendricks, one of three candidates running for the Republican nomination for the 101st District Illinois House seat. Hendricks is a native of the small town of Cerro Gordo, where he owns an insurance agency and serves as president of the local school board. He told me he's a dedicated conservative, but ready to work with Democrats towards common goals.
Well, I think we're going to have to learn how to work together. These last 12, 15, possibly up to 20 years have been divisive, and it's not how this was designed or set up by the founders of the country or the earlier legislators even here in our state. No matter how conservative I may be, I still have to be willing to communicate, to negotiate, and to compromise if we're going to get anything done in this state.
One issue with that sort of spirit of compromise you might try to apply, I guess, would be the pension problems for the state. How do you want the state of Illinois to address that?
Well, it's not just pension reform. There has to be a resolution. Because of how the Illinois state constitution is written, the pension program cannot be diminished or impaired. And that statement alone in the Illinois state constitution has had the state of Illinois Supreme Court throw out as unconstitutional the last few reform efforts that they've done. We have to come up with a way to fund it without diminishing or impairing the existing pension programs as they're written. But we also have to design future pension programs that are different from the current ones. I'm not saying they have to be lesser or more harmful, if you would, to future state employees, but there has to be a way to adjust future benefits to make it fair for the taxpayers as well as the recipient employees when they retire. There has to be resolution.
But how?
That's the eternal question, and you get back right now to Governor Rauner's budget address. When he said that he wanted to pass the funding for teacher retirement and all of the pension programs from the state to the local school districts, and yet one of his projects is to freeze or reduce property taxes, that can't occur, because if he passes the funding of the pension programs to the local school districts, the local school districts will have no option but to ask for increases in property taxes to pay for the pensions. Either that, or try to negotiate passing the cost of the pension payments to the teachers themselves, the employees, and have them self-fund their retirement program. That will be a very tough sell in a negotiated contract in the future.
Wanted to ask also about another general issue that's been facing the state and how to improve the state's business climate.
Well, I think one of the first things we can do is, believe it or not, actually follow the federal government and reduce the corporate income taxes. We need to reduce business taxes to where they have access to funds to hire and expand their business here in Illinois. And also, we need to work on workers' compensation reform. There's a reason for the high insurance premiums on workers' compensation insurance in the state of Illinois. It's the reimbursement rates for a lot of it is for the medical practice. If you were to be hurt, injured, or become ill, say over around the Danville area on the Illinois-Indiana border, the medical reimbursement rates that the medical facilities and physicians and their staffs in Indiana are paid on a lower level of reimbursement than they are in Illinois. So until we can bring those in more in line with the other Midwestern states, we're going to continue to pay higher insurance rates for workers' compensation.
On the issue of taxes that you mentioned just a moment ago, does Governor Rauner's proposal for, at the very least, phasing in a reduction in the state income tax rate, is that something you're backing?
I would back that wholeheartedly. Yes, I would.
So the idea that many Democratic candidates for governor have been pushing for a graduated state income tax, probably not on your menu.
If we pass the graduated income tax, you will see an even faster exodus of people from the state of Illinois, because it will be the higher wage earners that already possibly have vacation homes in Texas and or Florida that just decide to pick up and move there because they can continue to own and operate whatever it is that made them in the upper income levels in Illinois from Florida or Texas where they don't have income taxes whatsoever at all.
One thing that the Round administration has pushed for the past few years is both legislative term limits and some sort of redistricting reform with out success so far, but how do you feel about those proposals?
I believe you've read my flyer. I'm in strong support of both of those things. How can you have 500,000 people sign a petition to ask the state to put it on the ballot on whether or not to have a fair map amendment for redistricting and take it out of the politicians' hands for gerrymandering and have a straight party line, Illinois State Supreme Court 4-3, 4 Democrats say it's unconstitutional to the 3 Republicans. So on that, obviously I'm on that side. And I understand because people that know me will say that, Todd, you've been a school board member since 1997. You're in your 19th year on the school board. But I think that is a different subject on a small level compared to a state legislature. My proposal is to have 12 years total combined in the legislature. So if you are in the House for 2, 3, 4 terms, and then you run for the state Senate, you still have a limit of 12 years. We were supposed to be citizen legislators when Thomas Jefferson helped write how this country was to be run. And I think we need to go back to that.
There's already proposals in the legislature, I believe, for the legalizing of marijuana for recreational use in Illinois. What's your feeling on that?
I would be more in favor at this time of decriminalization. And the reason for that is because we don't have a standard test for THC for an impaired driver. If we fully legalize recreational marijuana usage and we have an officer out at the scene and they pull over an impaired driver and there's no hint of alcohol whatsoever, but there is possible marijuana usage, then at the scene, how does that officer test that driver for impairment of THC? Right now, there is no test that you can do. That driver would have to be brought into a medical facility and have a blood test done. I would not be opposed to the full legalization of recreational marijuana usage if and when we have the standard to determine I'm an impaired driver. And the driver thing is important to me because of my insurance background. I've been in the insurance agency business 32 years. I write a lot of personal and commercial auto insurance. So until we have a standardized test to determine an impaired driver on the roads for THC in the bloodstream, that's where I'm still hesitant to support full legalization of recreational marijuana usage at this time.
That's Cerro Gordo School Board President Todd Hendricks talking about his bid for the 101st District Illinois House seat. He's one of 3 Republicans hoping to succeed incumbent Bill Mitchell, who's stepping down in January. The other 2 candidates are Dan Calkins and Randy Joe Keith. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.